Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Tatiana's story begins in Honduras, where she was born in August 1987. Her parents, Bill and Veronica Elison, had tried to adopt previously, but their twins died before they could travel to Central America to pick them up. They assumed that was the end of the road for them. But friends at home had adopted a little girl from Honduras. When the Ellisons met her, they melted and decided to try one more time. Tatiana, or as some called her, Tot, came into their lives. In many ways, her history has fueled Tot's pro-life beliefs. "It has made it far more personal for me," she says. "I'm not inspired to do something on the emotional level, so I believe this was God's way of letting the issue really hit home for me, making it a heart issue to fight for life." Sadly, Tot's mom, Veronica, lost a battle with cancer a few years ago. This, too, had a huge impact on Tot's view of the life issues. "I learned to respect the beginning of life and the end of life as well," she told me. "Euthanasia and assisted suicide are growing rapidly in America, and it is our job to stop them. Because of the loss of my mom, I have seen the life issue from all angles, and I plan to keep fighting for life at all stages." The National Right to Life News played a crucial role in one of Tot's best memories of her mom. Tot's picture had appeared in NRL News alongside a story about youth involvement in the pro-life movement. Her parents kept the issue by Veronica's bedside in the hospital. "She was so proud," Tot says of her mom. "In fact, I don't think she had ever been prouder of me than she was of that photo. She kept it by her side and showed it to every person that came in the room. One night, I was in her room and she had just gotten done talking with the nurse about the photo. She turned to me and said, 'Never stop fighting. You are fighting for all of us who can't fight for ourselves.' That statement changed my life. Because of my mom, I will never stop fighting for this issue." Those of us who know Tot know this is true. She has advocated for the unborn and vulnerable for more than 5 years, a significant span of time in the life of this amazing 20-something. Her advice to young people? Don't be afraid to get involved. Get educated on the issues and take a stand. Every group you speak to will have someone who is touched by what you say. And if you can change even one person's heart, you have done what you are called to do. We are the future of America. And as that future, this is our full responsibility. Her advice to older adults: we are ready and willing to fight alongside you. We are here to carry on the work that you started. The greatest thing you can do for pro-life teens is to help them start a group in their area. Never underestimate the ability of a young person. You are shaping us to follow in your footsteps, so let us learn from you. None of your efforts will go to waste. And finally, on the issue of how the pro-life movement has changed her, Tot had this to say: "It has meant more than I can say. Every single state and national Right to Life convention I have been to has changed my life and made me 10 times more passionate about the issue than I was before. The people I have met are amazing. I know I can change the world because they do. Veronica would be so proud." If you or someone you know is struggling with a pregnancy, please contact us at 202-626-8800 or go to our website at www.nrlc.org. Please join me next time on Pro-Life Perspective. And if you have any comments or questions, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.